DeepEnglish.com.
Laughter and Tears, Active Speaking, Part C. It was during his time in a mental hospital that Adams noticed that most of the patients in the hospital were extremely lonely. Did Adams notice something during his time in the mental hospital? Yes, Adams noticed something during his time in the mental hospital. Were the patients in the hospital extremely happy? No, the patients in the hospital were not extremely happy. The patients in the hospital were extremely lonely. They didn't have people who loved them. What didn't they have? They didn't have people who loved them. He decided that the key to happiness was to have loving, caring people in your life. What was the key to happiness? The key to happiness was to have loving, caring people in your life. While he was in the hospital, he befriended the other patients and tried to give them the love that they lacked. Who did he befriend? He befriended the other patients. What did he try to give them? He tried to give them the love that they lacked. He then decided that he wanted to heal people through love and laughter, and that the best way to do that was to become a doctor. What did he want to do through love and laughter? He wanted to heal people through love and laughter. What was the best way to do that? The best way to do that was to become a doctor. Adams became a student of medicine, but he also became a student of life. Did Adams only become a student of medicine? No, Adams did not only become a student of medicine. Adams also became a student of life. He set out to learn everything he could about people, happiness, and friendship. Did he set out to learn everything he could about people, happiness, and friendship? Yes, he set out to learn everything he could about people, happiness, and friendship. He loved to clown around with people. What did he love to do? He loved to clown around with people. He often called the wrong number intentionally to speak with strangers and learn how to draw them out of their shells. Did he often call the wrong number by mistake? No, he did not often call the wrong number by mistake. He often called the wrong number intentionally. Why did he speak with strangers? He spoke with strangers to learn how to draw them out of their shells. He would spend time in elevators testing how long it would take to get people to introduce themselves and even sing songs together. Where would he spend time? He would spend time in elevators. Did he test how long it would take to get people to introduce themselves? Yes, he tested how long it would take to get people to introduce themselves. After graduating from medical school in 1971, Adams began treating the person instead of treating the disease. When did Adams graduate from medical school? Adams graduated from medical school in 1971. Did Adams begin treating the disease? No, Adams did not begin treating the disease. Adams began treating the person instead of treating the disease. He says that if you treat a disease, you will win some and lose some. What happens if you treat a disease? If you treat a disease, you will win some and lose some. If you treat a person, you will win no matter the outcome. What happens if you treat a person? If you treat a person, you will win no matter the outcome. While he was at it, he even set up a makeshift hospital where doctors would see patients for free. Did he set up a makeshift hospital? Yes, he set up a makeshift hospital. Who saw patients for free? Doctors saw patients for free. They combined their traditional medicine with soul-healing activities. What did they combine with soul-healing activities? they combined their traditional medicine with soul healing activities. Performance arts, crafts, nature, agriculture, and social service were all a part of his new vision of healing. What kind of service was a part of his new vision of healing? Social service was a part of his new vision of healing. Adams and his doctor friends worked out of their communal home and funded the work themselves. Who worked out of their communal home? Adams and his doctor friends worked out of their communal home. Did they fund the work themselves? Yes, they funded the work themselves. Adams was given the nickname Patch by a patient who said he had patched their loneliness. What nickname was Adams given? Adams was given the nickname Patch. Why did a patient call him Patch? A patient called him Patch because he had patched their loneliness. Adams was ahead of his time. Who was ahead of his time? Adams was ahead of his time. According to recent research, laughter may be as important as diet and exercise when it comes to your health. What may be as important as diet and exercise? Laughter may be as important as diet and exercise. It's common knowledge that stress can lead to many health problems. What can lead to many health problems? Stress can lead to many health problems. Dr. Lee Burke says that laughter stops the release of stress hormones like cortisol. Who says that laughter stops the release of stress hormones? Dr. Lee Burke says that laughter stops the release of stress hormones, and it increases feel-good neurochemicals like dopamine. Does it decrease feel-good neurochemicals? No, it does not decrease feel-good neurochemicals. It increases feel-good neurochemicals. Laughter has health benefits ranging from improved immune systems to improved blood circulation. Does laughter improve immune systems? Yes, laughter improves immune systems. Does laughter also improve blood circulation? Yes, laughter also improves blood circulation.